From the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, John Reed, Cam Black, Hayden, and Draven. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things as we get you through your Thursday, investigation day, interview day.
Big day.
At this point, I don't expect to hear anything until the weekend.
Not even maybe a leak here or something, maybe?
I don't trust any of the leaks.
Yeah.
I'm over the leaks. Chris Leak, CJ Leak, I'm over the leaks.
Chris Leak.
How are we today? Thumbs up from Hayden.
There we go.
Nice to see him awaken at it.
Man must have got a PS5 or something.
He's thriving. Christmas gift came in. He's playing PlayStation 5.
How late do you think he was up last night playing it?
2 a.m.? 2:30?
I'm going 3:30.
Just 2?
Okay. Not bad.
Time did you wake up to play it again? Did you get up at 8 to play? No? That's what I used to do in Iraq.
Yeah, when you get a new system.
Get up early, get some good gaming hours in before. Cam, you good?
I am good. I am.
Draven, you good?
Can't complain. This week's flying by. My goodness.
It is flying by, isn't it?
Speak for yourself.
Slow
time
for
has
you.
Been molasses for me, knowing I have nothing else to look forward to.
We got UT basketball.
Do we?
Kinda.
Do we?
Kinda.
Do we play this week? Did I miss the game?
We'll play this week, but.
Just waiting and waiting. I mean, football this weekend, cool. Just a reminder that my team lost.
Yeesh.
Time's just been molasses for me. But it's fine. We're here. We're choosing joy on this Thursday afternoon. What was the what's the sports story of the day right now? I mean, the ongoing investigation. I mean, everyone's been saying that Thursday is the big investigation day, the big interview day, where Pruitt will then get talked to by the lawyers. Anything else? Oh, yeah. There's a big NBA trade, I guess, after we went off the air.
Yeah, decent-sized one, yeah.
Urban Meyer, quote, in advanced talks with the Jacksonville Jaguars. It does seem like that is set to go official at any moment now.
Uh-oh, Titans fans. Uh-oh. Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer.
I give Urban Meyer credit for not being a coward, hashtag coward. But, like, I feel like everywhere he's been, he's had more talent than everybody, so.
How do you think, how do you think Texas feels getting beat out by the Jacksonville Jags?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because right now Texas is stealing all of Alabama's coaches. Took the offensive line coach with him, made him OC. Sark did. Yeah. Now it's reported that Alabama is looking at, or Alabama's defensive coordinator, excuse me, Pete Golding, is a prime candidate for the same role at Texas. Ooh. So Alabama could have a defensive coordinator opening pretty soon. Might know a candidate that could go there and help things out.
That needs to.
Greg Schiano, huh?
Yeah.
We have a candidate that needs to, like, you know, recuperate, get back in the Saban lifestyle. And he's come back home, you know.
If he has any investigation trouble attached to him, though, any type of cheating scandal attached to him, I don't know if Saban would even mess with him, though.
Yeah, not as a defensive coordinator. Maybe bring him on as an analyst or something. But, yeah, you're not going to give him the DC job if he's got a bunch of violations and stuff.
Yeah, so we'll see. But, yeah, good question by you, Draven. How do you feel if you're Texas? You got big boyed by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Maybe the smallest brand in the NFL.
Yeah, honestly.
Close to be, yeah. I mean, I don't know who would be worse. Ooh. I don't know who would be worse than the Jacksonville Jaguars, but they got a facelift.
Yeah.
I can't say they're the smallest brand. I take that back because they're the most popular brand in London. They're London's team.
That's true.
They are internationally known. I would say locally respected, but I don't know if that to be the case. But I can't say they are the worst brand.
I would say this year they're missing their hometown team with no London games.
I know.
Oh, yeah. They probably really want some Jacksonville Jaguar football.
Give me Urban in London. Let's go.
Although, if not Jacksonville, who would it be? Like Cincinnati?
Eh.
The Panthers? I mean, the Panthers made a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Had Cam Newton, kind of a brand name a little bit. I'd say the Jags got to be, right? Chargers, maybe? Because they don't have a fan base.
Yeah,
really.
I was say them being in L.A. with Herbert, maybe that raises up. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I guess the Jaguars still – heavily in the in contention there. So it looks like Urban Meyer's going to get his $12 million. And, you know, they're hiring him, obviously, before they hire a GM. So it seems as if he's getting some big power there in Jacksonville. Yeah. As it is.
You think that's what appealed him more than the Chargers job? Because the Chargers were talking to him, as we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, some have said he wants to right the wrongs in the state of Florida. It's because he had a falling out of that fan base. I would say that the control matters a lot. The state taxes should matter.
Yeah.
Comparing, like, L.A. to Florida, that should matter. Maybe he likes Trevor Lawrence more than Justin Herbert, too.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants a young team that's not going to have any expectations. Because the Chargers, if they hire him, would come with some expectations. They would be expected to win next year. Urban might be on that John Gruden path of, yeah, I'm going to go to the Raiders, and I'm going to get a 10-year contract, and I'm going to get to do whatever I want, and if I don't make the playoffs within 3 years, it'll be okay. Whereas with the Chargers, you would have to go there and be really good right away. Now, don't get me wrong. Urban with Trevor Lawrence will have to be good, but it probably won't have to be in year one.
No.
Or maybe Urban's looking and saying, hey, London, I'm international.
Building the brand, building his brand.
Yeah. This is kind of exciting, though, right? Urban Meyer, too.
Would you ever expect this to happen? Like a year ago, if I told you Urban Meyer was going to the Jacksonville Jags?
It's a good question because I do feel like, you know, in the past he would have been more likely to go to the back to the pros than like any of the other like elite coaches. Yeah. Like I think this makes much more sense than Dabo. Like to me, Dabo didn't make sense. But like Urban has said the right things about players and has the right mentality about how to handle his players. That seems different than Nick Saban at this stage of his career. And then, like I said, of course, seems different than Dabo. So of the like elite coaches, he makes the most sense to me. The college game seems more year-round. Like NFL coaches don't have to do that stuff. Although that's why it wouldn't necessarily make sense that he wants power of the roster, though, because that seems to be adding way too much to your plate.
Right. I think that's what he's used to, though. And he just kind of wants to still have a hand in that.
Well, yeah, sure, but like he's used to it, but also, it always like wears him out. Like, his heart always goes, like, you know, people make fun of the heart stuff. I kind of buy into it. Like, I mean, I think he is somebody who probably pours all of himself into his job, and the stress probably does eat at him. So, like, I don't like to make fun of the heart condition. And I can't get over that picture of him eating the Papa John's sad. Like, that was a man that was on his last legs. That was a man on his last legs. But I get it if you're saying, like, well, it's pretty convenient the heart trouble didn't come until Tebow left.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Florida didn't look as good. And it's crazy how it happened again at Ohio State when Zach Smith had you in trouble.
Yeah.
But, like, the stress, the work-life balance, it's surprising to me that if he does want the control of the roster, but maybe he wants his final say and, like, he'll trust people to build it for him and he'll just, you know, be like, hey, here's who I want, make it happen. I don't know. I doubt he'll have to be the one crunching the numbers on the trades and the salary and all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll just say, here's what type of players we want.
I'm curious what staff he brings in. Do you see he wanted to bring in, like, veteran NFL guys, been around the league, like even former head coaches was kind of the report coming out as the guys he was potentially looking for as to add to his staff?
I know a good one. Pretty familiar with Jacksonville. Former head coach. College ties. Already down in Jacksonville, probably. Just keep Doug Marrone there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just keep Doug Marrone there. He'll help you out. Yeah, I'd be interested to see who that is. Like, I mean, who fits the bill of that? Like, older is he like talking about like older guys. Is he gonna try to get Monty? He's gonna steal Monty away from Lane? Monty Kiffin coming. But no, like that. This makes the Jacksonville Jaguars infinitely more interesting.
Yeah,
and appealing. And if you are the owner, that's cool because we just had to talk about you maybe being the most boring, irrelevant team.
Yeah.
So like to go from Doug Marrone and a trio of Mike Glennon, Gardner Minshew, and Jake Luton to Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer. That's a glow-up, as we call it.
Oh, yeah.
Big-time glow-up. Will it be successful? Better than Doug Marrone. Yeah. I guarantee Urban doesn't lose 15 games in a row next year. I mean, they won't take that bet. Like, they're not going to lose 15 games in a row next year. As a Titans fan, it's scary. I think the ceiling's high. I mean, I think Urban is a brilliant X's and O guy. And like, I know that I said he usually had more talent than everybody, which is true. But at the same time, I do think Urban was one of those coaches, and it's the highest compliment I think you can pay, that, you know, adapted his game depending on who his quarterback was. Like, I feel like everything he ran throughout his career was different depending on who the quarterback was. Like, he didn't run the same offense with Tebow as he did with JT Barrett. He didn't run the same offense with Cardale Jones as he did JT Barrett. Like, he adapts.
Absolutely.
Is this the equivalent of, like, Coach Cal going back to the NBA? And, like, all the ties to good players you think they'd have? Because, I mean, Urban kind of has some of that with, like, Florida and Ohio State.
Yeah, it'd be similar.
Maybe not the same exact pipeline because, you know, there's a shorter career, so his overlap isn't as big. You know, where Coach Cal would have, you know, 30 all-star-level players or star-level players.
And his Florida players are kind of getting up there to where they're about to retire.
Yeah, yeah, the overlap's not really there.
I guess he'll be.
There's no Percy Harvin. I guess maybe he could kick the – maybe Percy's been wanting to make a comeback, maybe bring Percy Harvin back.
I'm trying to think who else would – like the Pouncey twins, right? Or they're both still in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be able to get Hernandez to come play tight end.
Yeah, that's a –
Tebow maybe could come be
– Riley Cooper.
Yeah, I wonder what he's doing.
Where is he at right
Tebow
now?
Could come be a tight ends coach, I guess.
There you go.
So Norris Jenkins is still around.
I saw an article about Tebow today talking about how he might be making a comeback with the Jags.
Oh, God.
I'm being dead serious.
As what?
As a player?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's stupid. Whoever wrote that should be tarred and feathered.
He can be on punt team again, like with the Jets. Yeah. That's about it. Back. Yeah.
I think he's still playing baseball, to be honest.
He is.
Yeah.
I mean, at a low level, but yeah. So that's the story of the day. James Harden. Traded to the Brooklyn Nets. That got finalized. We'll dive into that at some point. But I guess next we'll set the table with today's update from The Hill as The Hill continues to turn. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Are you in a financial hole that you can't get out of? Are debt collectors harassing you every day? Hi, I'm Jerry Givens, and I'm here to help. Stop the letters, stop the harassing calls. Get your peace of mind back and stop living in fear. Contact me today to set up a free, no obligation.
Back in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, crafted using their unique brew pure process and only the finest flavors. They combine all that to deliver a surge of pure refreshment and a hard seltzer like no other. White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure, 8 delicious flavors, only 100 calories. Please drink responsibly. Did you guys hear any of the blitz where they're talking about the one play in Tennessee history you'd like to change?
I did see that.
Yeah, I saw this one.
You guys have an answer you want to weigh in on? As we get set to talk some Tennessee football, as we continue to wait.
One play. One play.
Yep.
Doesn't change the outcome of the game, though, right? You just change that one play and then plays it. I mean, they could still.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you, like, change the Hail Mary, that changes the whole game.
Yeah, but not every. If you just look at the ones at the very end of the game, like, there'd be a few and you know, there'd be a lot fewer options to pick, I guess. So do you have an answer or no? Did you want to weigh in on that? Anybody? No?
I don't really have an answer. I was trying to think about it a little earlier, and I was like,
beating Bama with Kiffin would have been cool in the blocked field goal.
Yeah,
that's the first thing that popped in my head, just beating Bama.
I don't know if there's, like, one play that would fix, like, where we are now, you know? That's what I was trying to think of, like, something could ripple effect all the way to, like, us not being incompetent.
Well, maybe if you if Kiffin beats Alabama, maybe that goes, you know, maybe you become a power.
Yeah.
That's not a bad submission.
Right.
Mine would be the Josh Smith 4th-and-10 catch against Georgia. We're down 24-3.
Just tank it earlier.
Yeah, just don't catch that. Let's get our ass beat. Let's get Butch out of there in 2015, and maybe I would imagine that, like, we would have be in a better situation now. Can't be in a worse situation. We won 3 games.
Yeah, that's fair.
Maybe I guess we lose out on the Hail Mary in Florida week, but chances are we would have, been pretty okay. We might have made some other actual memories instead of always thinking about 2016. The most magical 8-4 season of all time. That's my answer. I want Josh Smith to not catch the ball that I don't think was even intended for him. I believe that was intended for Pearson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he just snags it and runs in for a touchdown. Next thing you know, Tennessee's got the lead. Like 8 minutes, like 5 minutes left, game time later.
Yeah.
My submission would be kicking a field goal on 4th-and-1 in the Oklahoma game. Because if we win that game, then who knows? Maybe we have the confidence in late games. Maybe we'll beat Florida.
Yeah, the 2015 team was really good, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like that game put such a damper on that season.
What if you get stopped on the 4th-and-1, though?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, well, I guess, yeah.
I mean, if you're saying you score touchdowns.
We'll just say we'll score a touchdown 4th-and-1. Yeah, I guess did you get that one play?
Yeah, fair. I would say just like one of the 10 missed sacks that Derek Barnett missed on Baker Mayfield that game.
I guess you could just.
There was a fourth down like at the end of the game that you could just say Oklahoma doesn't convert, I think.
You could just say a random play in the first quarter, somebody snaps Baker Mayfield's leg.
Just
if you get to pick whatever happens in the play.
I would just say like they don't convert one of those fourth downs. They don't call that terrible pass interference on the ball that goes 8 yards out of the end zone, hits the back wall. That'd probably be nice. The second option would probably be that nerd from Loyola Marymount not hitting that that shot.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe just like Jordan Bones goes in. Maybe just Jordan Bones goes in.
He had a good look, didn't he?
They took our spot in the Final Four that year, John.
I know. They did. I know.
Man, the pass was so perfect.
Yeah, I was about to say.
So
all
easy.
Had to do was beat, what, like Kansas State and
– Kansas State made it to Elite Eight that year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Didn't
they,
They played
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Who did Loyola beat after us? Whoever beat Cincinnati?
Was
or did they beat Cincinnati?
No, Miami.
It was a high seeds, wasn't it?
Well, it was either Cincinnati or a team that beat Cincinnati. Because that was supposed to be the 2-3 matchup, right?
Yeah. Miami was supposed to be in there, wasn't it? Or did they – I think actually Loyola was the team that beat Miami, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
Loyola beat Miami the first round.
You're right.
Cincinnati, I want to say won, then lost to – I want to say Loyola beat Cincinnati.
Right. I think you're right.
I think you're right, too.
And then, it was Loyola versus Kansas State.
No.
This may be Cincinnati.
Nevada beat Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Nevada, the Martin twins. I remember.
Right. They made that
so,
little
run. Loyola beat us.
We had to beat Nevada and Kansas State.
Yep.
So, like, Josh Smith either doesn't catch that pass on 4th-and-10 or Jordan Bones sinks the buzzer beater against Loyola.
I don't know. I may overturn that Jardell Stokes charge in that Michigan game.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was at that game, so I would have liked to see a win there.
You can say about college basketball, though.
Hopefully,
That's always an underrated part. I don't know if he didn't get the 2 free throws.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I like to think he'd at least hit one, but
yeah,
we had that situation before, like not in the Sweet 16 as the Elite Eight, but like you know we couldn't hit both our free throws. That's why we lost Michigan State. We just couldn't come through in the free throw line.
Yeah.
Maybe the JP Prince just lands the buzzer beater, the full court buzzer beater against Michigan State. Kind of cool.
Mm,
right?
Yeah.
To get to the Final Four that way. That'd have been kind of cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And I was a big JP guy. Maybe he just drains the heave. Okay. Well, here we are. Thursday, January 14th. Waiting for updates. Tennessee went and hired another position coach, or not position coach, excuse me, another assistant coach, right? They went and brought home another guy that has like Tennessee legacy attached to him. So we're filling out a staff with another guy who is, you know, sort of one of those people that maybe you would add to a staff, or maybe he's just here anyways, regardless of who's on staff. Doesn't get anybody excited to hire an assistant strength coach, but it's another position that has been filled as Rhett Brooks was hired as an assistant strength and conditioning coach. He's the son of former UT defensive line coach Dan Brooks. Rhett was at Central Florida last year, worked at Arkansas and Clemson in the past. So we add another assistant coach. I don't know if that has any bearing on the future. Like I said, I think this is somebody you could easily say, we'll find a spot for him regardless.
Yeah.
We got ties here.
Plus, they just lost that Byron Jordeau guy, right?
Yeah, he went to
South Carolina. Apparently, the entire strength staff went to South Carolina and played at South Carolina. So, I honestly thought we might lose more than just him.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure A.J. Artis played there, too.
Okay.
He's the head guy now since Fitz left.
Did South Carolina not want to hire him?
I don't know. Jordo's not the head guy over there. He's like an assistant over there still. So
right.
I don't know if they just kept the guy they had or what. Or if
I feel like he kept a lot of the same guys. I feel like when
they just left him.
Yeah, they saw like it's been one by one leaving. People think, this could be a long process. Niedermeyer was grilled for hours on his portion of the investigation. We don't know if he cracked, if he sang songs. I don't know. I don't know what Niedermeyer what he would have at stake is when it comes to lying versus telling the truth. Because right now this isn't this isn't officially an NCAA investigation. Right, it's still just kind of being handled internally, right? And then we have to kind of go and present our findings to the NCAA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if Niedermeyer thinks that he could salvage some type of NCAA career in the next couple of years. People think he'll have to hightail it to the NFL.
For at least a little while.
Or do the Dabo and just kind of drop out of football for a couple of years if you get your show calls. Come back stronger than ever. Learn your lesson. It's another day of us just kind of waiting and seeing. Pruitt, I can't imagine, would do very well in terms of a long interview process. I could see some savvy lawyers really being able to kind of get him flustered and rattled.
Yeah.
In these situations, are you allowed to bring a lawyer in? Since it's not like Pruitt, can he be lawyered up and have his lawyer in there present with him? I would imagine so.
I would assume so, yeah.
Surely Pruitt's smart enough to have his lawyer in there with him, telling him what he has to and doesn't have to answer. Although, again, I don't know if that works that way since it's not like a court case. Since, in this situation, you don't have the right to remain silent. Silence would almost be compliance, and you could just say, if you don't answer this, we're going to assume this happened, and we're going to fire you. Because I feel like if you're employed by somebody for millions of dollars, you are you're kind of required to answer their questions whenever they have things about whether or not you're on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
Be a stressful interview to be sitting there like, that's going to be the difference between zero and $12 million.
That's true.
And anywhere in between. Like, it might get to the point where you get to the end and they're just like, hey, Pruitt, look, we're firing you. We'll give you some money out the door just to kind of end this amicably. Here's $5 million of the 12-year-old. Like, take it. Enjoy it. Because, we know that you've probably got it in your budget right now. You probably bought a nice house here. You probably got some plans for this money. So we're not going to leave you at nothing. But how about you just go ahead and take this $5 million, let's stay out of court. But if you want to argue about it, we'll go to court and try to get all of it. That's not good for any of us. That seems to still be a pretty likely scenario at the end of this. You get all your findings, and you're like, hey, we're going to Jim McElwain you a little bit. We'll give you some of your money, but you got to go.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine Pruitt having to answer questions for hours on end without getting incredibly frustrated.
Plus, where's his mindset at? Is he already just over this anyways? Is he going to, not even give his full effort to comply and everything?
Well, that's a good question, Draven. Where is Jerry Pruitt mentally? We haven't really talked about that. We've all been looking at it from the Tennessee side. If you're looking at how Jerry Pruitt feels about it, I would imagine, if I'm Jerry Pruitt, right now my biggest goal is answer the questions to the point where you can't fire me for cause. That way I'm getting all my money. The relationship with Tennessee is fractured. I don't know if you put that back together. Assuming that things are actually kind of on the kind of close to what's being reported, right? In terms of not a lot of people love Pruitt over there, and this investigation has been trying to kind of get some cause for him. It's possible that everyone over there making decisions is fine with Pruitt, and that really this is just we're trying to cut Niedermeyer and make sure we don't get any trouble as he goes on the way out. We got caught cheating, and now we're just actually doing this investigation to try to help Pruitt stay out of trouble. That's possible. It's not what's been reported and speculated on, but it's possible. But either way, the hiring freeze going public, all of these things have hurt Jerry Pruitt's perception locally, regionally, and nationally. So how does he feel?
He's gonna be in a rough place. Didn't he just lose like a family member or something recently?
Yeah, his grandpa passed. I mean, right before the was it the A&M game?
Yeah, somewhere
yes,
in
for
there.
The A&M game.
Grandpa passed.
Yeah, so he's probably not doing, you know, wonderful right now. He's probably stressed. Probably crazy stressed.
Yeah, I would say the stress is eating at him.
Yeah.
But again, it's a lot easier to alleviate your stress once you know that your money's safe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Which would then lead me to another question of, like, if you're presented, like, hey, here's $6 million if you're 12, just let's just end this now.
Yeah.
You'd probably just say, okay, I'm going to go do that, and then I'm going to go back and be a defensive coordinator at Alabama. They got an opening. That seems to be a likely scenario.
Maybe he loves UT, John. Maybe he just wants to get through this and figure this out and bring us back to the promised land. Maybe he still believes. You don't think that's a possibility?
He did say he was stubborn that one day when somebody called him.
I will say that is an unlikely scenario. Although, like, no, there is truth to that, Draven, because this might be Pruitt's last chance for a while. Like, we looked at some of the fallen coaches here in Tennessee's past. Like, Derek Dooley didn't get a chance after Tennessee. Derek Dooley won't get a chance after Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Where's Derek Dooley even at? Is he coaching anywhere? Like, I know he went back to Missouri as an offensive coordinator, but, like, he got fired there. Like, is he anywhere now?
Wasn't he with the Giants?
Is he with Joe Judge?
Oh, yeah. He's offensive assistant for the Giants right now.
Good that he coached against Cowboys last game.
Okay. Just, did the Giants just take all the Cowboys rejects?
Apparently.
Okay, so like a lowly offensive assistant in the NFL. We know Butch Jones didn't get any good offers for a while. Had to intern it up, and now he's at Arkansas State, pretty much starting over. Arkansas State's above Central Michigan, but below Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's fair. Yeah. Right? Arkansas State's above Central Michigan. Maybe not for a Michigan
honestly,
man.
Honestly, it kind of is because all the – if you look at the last five or six head coaches that have been to Arkansas State have got big jobs.
Sure.
So.
Like, that's what I was thinking. I feel like they're in, what, the Sun Belt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Blake Anderson just left to go to Utah State, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a better job than Central Michigan, but maybe not to a Michigan man. I don't know. It feels like Butch either is starting back at square one or slightly above square one.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's leaving him now. Have you seen that?
Well, yeah, that's what happens. I mean, like, I don't –
bigger schools poaching this people.
Well, not only that, but I don't feel bad for him. Like, if I was one of those assistant coaches, now, I'm sure he brought a lot of them from Alabama, so they probably were doing the same thing. But, like, you know, he hung out at Alabama the last month doing nothing. Like, it's one thing for Steve Sarkisian to do that when you're the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Right? To fulfill your duties as an OC and, like, hey, I want to see this out and win a national championship as an OC, and I can really use this at recruiting. Like, Butch Jones was an analyst. So him using that as recruiting at Arkansas State is just kind of pathetic.
He's a high-five guy.
He's the high-five guy. That's fine. He got to celebrate national championship, and that was his first one, right? Like, they didn't win the other years he was there, right?
I don't think
so. They hadn't come through, right? I don't think, with
him. They had one in 3 years, so.
That's what I'm saying. So they hadn't – I don't think they had won one since he had been there. So he gets to say he's a national championship – a championship assistant coach and – or whatever. Was there during the celebration. Got to experience that. So I get it, but at the same time, I don't – blame any of these Arkansas State guys looking around. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if I'm an Arkansas State fan, I'd probably be pretty annoyed right now. That coach hung around and we don't have any damn assistants. But Butch is probably saying, look, I brought in good guys. That's why they're getting hired by bigger schools. That's what happens when you're going to try to hire the best staff in the Sun Belt. People are going to poach them. Look at what happened to Nick Saban. All his staff gets raided every year. This is a similar thing. But, like, Jerry Pruitt might be, Draven, realizing this is his last chance, or at least it might be his last chance in terms of being a head coach.
Yeah, I mean, who would want to hire him at this point?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, he would have to go through he'd have to go through Nick Saban's rehab facility, and even if he did that again, he would probably not get a big time Power Five job. Like, he'd probably have to go to Arkansas State after Butch Jones, or you know, somewhere like that, MTSU or wherever. I don't know.
Because at least Butch didn't end up with this whole investigation, right? I mean, that's the big thing, especially if it ends badly.
He had the Title IX, but no, he didn't have like a compliance issue and Bagman getting caught. There's always rumors, but nothing ever charged. But again, that's Butch Jones, who had you know, two stops as a successful head coach. And I would say even Tennessee, you could point to some things as successful. Like, it got bad, but, like, if you're Butch Jones, you'd be like, hey, we made three straight ball games. Won three straight ball games. I mean, the same things that they all told us while they were here. Like, you could say that if you're Butch Jones. And, like, you would get the Arkansas State job. If Jeremy Pruitt fails here on the, you know, as basically a seven-game losing streak by double digits, like, I don't know who in the right minds would ever hire him again.
Mm-hmm. Like Kevin Steele.
Right. I mean, like, yeah, same thing as Kevin Steele. Like, he's gotten some opportunities. Like, people are thinking about hiring now, but that's like, what, 12, 15 years later?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's been a long time and a lot of, you know, good years as defensive coordinator later. Like, Pruitt will go back and be a guy that can run the defense. Don't get me wrong. Like, he'll be able to do that. But in terms of getting another head coaching job, I don't see that in the, you know, the near future for him if he gets fired at Tennessee, especially if he gets fired amid scandal, like Draven said.
Yeah.
So Pruitt might be in there fighting tooth and nail, not only for the money, but for his career. Because I guarantee it's going to be hard to go back from making $4 million a year to two or one and a half, whatever they'll pay him to be DC at Alabama or wherever he goes. We don't know for sure Alabama would take him, but I'd imagine they would. But from going from like lead dog making twice as much money, it'd be tough. It'd be an ego hit. And don't get me wrong, making, you know, $1.5 to $2 million is so great, and I'm sure he can live like a king in, you know, Tuscaloosa or wherever. And maybe like the lack of stress and the lack of responsibility might actually be a good trade-off. You know, it's like they say, like, once you get over, like, is it $80,000, $70,000? What is it? Like, there's no like, more correlation between money and happiness past that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have to hit a certain point. But once you hit that point, like, you can make – $81,000 or $300,000, and your happiness will actually stay the same.
Yeah.
I don't know if 80 is the right
number. It was maybe a little higher than that.
I thought it was like even lower. I thought maybe like 60 to 80. Like I thought. Okay. I guess it could be 100, but no relationship with money past that. So like, you know, if that's the case, getting to $4 million, 1.6 to 2 is not. Not that big of a difference. Let's catch a break. We'll come back. As Will writes in, can Pruitt also mysteriously get a stress into his heart condition and step down? Nah, because you got to get the money back if you step down. He ain't stepping down. He ain't stepping down. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Well, you're fine at with past $75,000 until you get to $105,000. Then they say your happiness starts decreasing at that
gotcha.
Level. So you don't want to make a dime more than $105,000.
So people out there making over $105,000, I will take the leftover money so you can be happy.
There you go. Everybody's happy.
Please. I will. I want to do that for you. Looking out for the people.
If we just did more of that, everybody would just be happy.
Exactly.
Right? Whoa. Easy. Easy, Bernie Sanders.
It's that simple.
And then we had Hayden wanting to do radio with me during the break again. I would like to point out for the 23rd time, I hate that more than almost anything. You have a microphone. You have a voice. We are doing a show for an audience. We're not doing this together. I know it's fun to hang out, the four of us. We're the four best friends that anybody could have.
It's really three, John. You know, one of us doesn't show up.
That's true.
And plans things around when we're
supposed
to hang out.
There we go.
We are the three best friends that anyone could have, and we got
acquaintance.
We got Doug over here who's never around.
Always looking for me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Hayden. Tell the audience what you wanted to tell me during the break, that you were too timid or you just – why don't you – first of all, why didn't you tell me last segment
it.
When we were talking? It
just
took you a lot of
thinking about it, yeah.
Is that your problem? Like you're not – the brain doesn't work as quick and you have to like wait on thoughts for a couple years?
Well, we
kind
of just
minutes,
jumped
or?
Off of it real quick. I just don't know if I agree that Pruitt has had more controversy in his tenure than Butch Jones.
Okay.
I mean, Butch Jones punched a player.
But I'm saying, like, people didn't know that outside of Knoxville. That was never confirmed. Like, that was rumored, and people thought that, but he was asked that at a press conference, but he said, absolutely not.
That was
red, red face.
That was good.
Red, red, purple face.
Good interpretation there.
Absolutely not. Did you say interpretation instead of imitation?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Just,
I did.
Just wondering. Sorry to point it out.
Yeah.
It'd make you feel even more ashamed about it.
I was kind of hoping it would just skate by
just,
and we'd keep moving
along.
Well,
I was just making sure I wasn't missing something and you thought I was interpreting something that was said. But either way, the punching the player, that was a rumor. Was it true? I don't know. Some people close to the team told me it was true, but I don't know. It never came out.
I
so Butch Jones would have to answer that like on any like job interviews or anything.
I expect my SEC level players to be able to take a punch. So
you would think so, right?
Especially from Butch.
And the player that you know allegedly got punched was the one that then got busted for like,
oh yeah,
trying to message a little like underage girl about sex like at the ball game or whatever it was, or it came out like after a ball game.
Yeah. I thought he got caught in a sting operation.
Yeah, no, he did.
Yeah,
I just said allegedly because I don't know how the case was resolved, and I don't want to open ourselves up to any lawsuits.
Yeah.
Talking about someone being a child sex predator, because I don't know what happened. I just know what the reports were. I don't know what the end result was. So some people are like, hey, if you punched him, that's not that bad of a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was, again, rumored. What else?
I fell on a helmet. Shot Tuttle.
I don't think anyone outside of Knoxville cared about that. Him protecting his players that, you know, when I'm got their ass whipped.
Yeah. And to add to this, a lot of this stuff about Pruitt, it's on the front page of ESPN.
And people have said that he actually did get his ass kicked and then did fall on a helmet. People have said that before. No, they have. People have said at practice he 100% fell on a helmet, but he got knocked out into a helmet. Like, he got knocked down and then fell into the helmet. That has been what was said. Now, the bruise came from the punches. Mm. I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's some semantics. But either way, you're just talking about little stuff in the grand scheme of things.
Okay. 5-star hearts. That's still used in the media today.
That's not so controversial, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's lame. You could easily sell that to other ADs and fan bases.
Yeah, if they didn't pay enough attention to it while I was here, absolutely.
Well, I mean, the message of the story is not wrong, the moral of the story is not wrong about being a 5-star heart and a life champion. All that stuff is actually pretty uplifting. Greg Popovich has said that many times about the Spurs. Like, you know, basketball is important, but I want people who are good off the court. I want people who are champions and do things for people off the court. It's not a bad message. Mm-hmm. It just was bad when Butch was saying it, after you're losing.
I was about to say, it looks stupid when you're losing, basically.
Like when you have failed to reach any type of actual championship and you've choked the East away and then turn around and say, yeah, we're champions of life. That's stupid. If he said, I want champions of life in his opening press conference, people would be like, yeah, that's right. This program's about more than football. It's about developing young men. You're right. It's all about timing. And again, that's not a controversy. That's not NCAA investigation breathing down your neck.
I guess I would say, instead of controversy, I should have said bad PR.
Sure.
It's
but
still out in
again,
the media today.
A lot of that bad PR was just here in Knoxville among this fan base. 90% of the rest of the country had no clue about any of that stuff. Except the champions of life, I mean, and 5-star hearts, because that's used. But, like, that's not bad PR. That's just this guy's P.J. Fleck without the wins. P.J. Fleck could say that after a win, and they're like, yeah, that's great, P.J.
But somebody,
hide those geese, baby.
Somebody got hired this year. I can't remember exactly who it was. And their opening press conference said something close to that 5-star heart kind of thing. And then immediately, first article was up on 247 or something. Oh, this guy's opening presser sounds just like Butch Jones' 5-star hearts. Like, people still think about that today.
Was it 247 National or, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Just aggregating
I can't remember
things.
Who it was that got hired this year.
Either way,
that
like...
That said the exact same thing, pretty much.
Draven, did you see that?
Mm-mm.
Cam, did you see it?
I didn't see it either.
So how big of a deal was it, actually?
We talked about it on this show.
Did you talk about it on the show, or
no,
did
we
talk about
it
on the show?
No, we talked about it sometime.
Is it one of those things that you're trying to tell you in the commercial break that sometimes
I just nod along, but I'm not
listening?
I'll find it.
Point is, I have no recollection of it, so it wasn't that big of a deal. So I agree, or I respect your right to disagree with me, but don't ever disagree with me like that again if you're going to be so stupid and wrong, okay? Thank you. Thank you. Now, I had an idea, I had a plan for this segment, but you completely derailed me with that. What were we talking about?
Money.
What were we going to talk about? He's derailed me. Let's go to break. We'll come back. I'll try to figure it out. Please don't come with any more harebrained ideas during the commercial break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
I think he's cute. He's so sexy. He's got the look. This rise and goes wild. Got the moves that really move me. He sends chills.
I truly hope that at the end of all this that we fire Phil Fulmer, by the way. Just like that. I have not forgotten that. I have not forgotten that. At the end of this, we need to fire Phil Fulmer.
Yes.
Instead, we had you know, speculation built around this next coaching hire is what type of offense would Philip Fulmer want to run? Oh, why are we letting that? Yeah, yeah. Basically, like, in terms of, like, who the next coach would be, like, what type of offense does Philip Fulmer want to see in Tennessee? Like, are we really letting him make the decision? Like, we fired him for a reason, guys. Like, we fired him for a reason.
Why should we trust him now anyways? After
well, what we have forgotten here is that we hired him for a reason. Like, he was hired as the AD for a reason.
Yep.
Anyone guess what that reason is?
Fix football.
Fix football, okay. Cam says fix football. Draven, why do we think we hired Philip Fulmer?
To hire a more competent coach.
Okay. Hayden, you got a theory on why we hired Philip Fulmer?
To fix football is what I would say.
I disagree with all three of those. I think we hired Philip Fulmer because we were embarrassed and Bev didn't know what else to do, and we had to fire John Curry during during a really, really embarrassing coaching search, and Philip Fulmer was the only thing that would make the fan base calm at the time.
So he was the panic button,
yeah,
basically.
I don't think we hired him to fix football. I think we hired him because we were embarrassed.
And he was a Tennessee guy.
And he's a Tennessee guy. And, like, we were embarrassed, and Bev didn't know any better, and she had to fire Curry, and Fulmer's in her ear, and she thought the fan base would like this, and everybody will be happy. And guess what? She was right.
Yeah.
Bev was right. Everyone ate it up. Oh, Fulmer, he's back.
Yeah.
Is he going to fix football? Yeah, that's what people thought. Is he going to hire a competent coach? Yeah. So, you guys aren't necessarily wrong, but I don't think the Philip Fulmer was hired because they thought he would fix football. I think he was hired because they were embarrassed and thought they need a stable leader in charge after John Curry did what John Curry did. If he was hired to fix football, I don't think he would have immediately came in on like a very short deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was supposed to be a transition thing, and then he has weaseled his way into two contract extensions.
True.
I mean, that's what I think about it. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think Philip Fulmer was hired because you had to have some type of stability. You had to have a figurehead. You had to have somebody that the fan base who was embarrassed and mad and the boosters who were embarrassed and mad felt like they could at least trust.
Yeah.
Felt like had the best interest at Tennessee at heart, right? Like, it was all about fixing Curry's mistakes. They thought he could hire a football coach. That's fair. I understand that. But
who do you think deserves more blame, Pruitt or Fulmer? Like, that's kind of an interesting question because there's kind of both guys, I mean.
Well, it depends for what you're asking. Like, I mean, for the situation we're in right now, I mean, you could obviously say you hired Jimmy Pruitt before he was ready. But, I mean, I think Pruitt had a resume that said he could be a head coach or that he could at least try to be a head coach.
Yeah.
And I will say, to Philip Fulmer's credit, you know, before this last month or so, he gave Pruitt all the ammunition he needed to try to be good. He let him hire Jim Chaney. He gave him money to hire Ansley. They ponied up for the assistant coaches. And hell, if you believe the rumors, Fulmer was, you know, not necessarily not necessarily trying to discourage them from dropping bags off to recruits. Again, if you believe the rumors. So, like, I'll say Fulmer tried to let Jeremy Pruitt succeed. But ultimately, like, you know, this last month or so, he's let this situation get bad. We've talked about it. Like, his lack of transparency, his lack of comments, the one half-assed vote of confidence he gave after, was it the Arkansas game on Vol calls?
Yep.
That seemed staged. Like, that's the last time we've heard. That's the last time we've heard from Philip Fulmer. And again, even if he doesn't want to put out a statement, we've said for a long time that the VolQuest guys have to protect their relationships, that they've acted as mouthpieces of the university. Hey, tell them, hey, we're not firing Pruitt. Stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Stop telling people that this is a fluid situation. It's not. Like, this is about the assistant coaches.
Like, quit hiding. It's like he's hiding.
Well, just, like, put some statements out to the media members and let them leak and, like, kind of control the narrative there. That's what you do. For John Curry's shortfalls, that's what he would do with the national media. Fulmer doesn't have any friends in the media. They all hate him. Nationally. They're always ragging on him nationally. But you would think locally he could be like, hey, guys, help me out here. This fan base is going crazy with this coaching search. Tell them it's not happening.
Yep.
So I'll say, like, Fulmer gets the blame there. But for the shortcomings of this program right now and the situation we're in, I give that to Pruitt. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fair.
I agree with that.
Because, like I said, Fulmer hiring Pruitt was defensible at the time. Like I said, he had the pedigree. He had the resume. And then he's given him everything he wanted in terms of trying to make this program better. He's just wagging to a loser.
I was about to say, if you're Fulmer, wouldn't you kind of separate yourself a little bit right now? Because instead of going down with this sinking ship.
Well, that's what's been so frustrating is like, yeah, I mean, I 2 months ago I said, look, if he brings him back, Fulmer is rehiring Jeremy Pruitt and we're going to fire his ass next year too. Like,
yeah.
He had a chance to be like, you know what, this is not good enough. We're gonna hire somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And say those things you just said. Like, I gave him all these opportunities. I did what I could. He just couldn't get the job done. Move on.
The fan base hadn't turned on Philip Fulmer.
Right.
2 months ago. Yeah. I would say the fan base is pretty turned on Philip Fulmer at this point. At least I am.
Absolutely.
I don't know who is still defending him, but they're less and less each day. It's amazing to me that he is still in this position of AD. Like, again, I thought it was a short-term stopgap fill, and then next thing I know, Phil has filled the position.
Yeah, he filled it up all right.
And now we're sitting here like, what the hell are we doing?
We are a mess.
It's not fun, man.
It stresses me out.
End of Hour 1 is brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN. For 15% off your booking, located minutes from downtown Knoxville. Kraft Axe Throwing is a perfect night out with the boys. It's fun girls' night, date night with the kids. Go support the people who support us. Use the promo code FANRUN when you book your lanes at craftaxethrowing.com. Hour 1 in the books, hour 2 on deck. It's Talk Sports on FANRUN Radio.
We know every